zanim wychodzisz, pójdziesz wodą, się uzman, się synchron. Na sobie jest właśnie nagad, miad, ונקודה אחת של סמוכת שקשורה בתוך הכל בו המסגרת של תוך בית של כל אחד ואחד מאיתנו.
So in the month of Adar, and the month of Adar is the month of Simcha, and we're going to try to focus on one point that is inside of every single one of us.
נאמר בעבור מודינו ידעתי למען אשר יצא ואסבורו ואיזבני בזקלב אחרו ושורו דרך השם לעזרו סדוקו ומשפט.
So says the passage that Abraham, the Hashem said, I know Abraham Avinu, and Abraham Avinu was the one of the seven directing his children to do what's justice and what's right.
נאמר בכלולת, תחת אשר לא עובדתו
So in the Torah, the curses in the Torah, Pashas Kisov, it says that one of the reasons is because you didn't serve Hashem with joy. So when Abraham Avinu is coming and now trying to pass over a message, a mission, a message to his children, what exactly is Avraham Avinu telling his children? And exactly how is he conveying that information? Number one, he's telling them that they should fulfill the will of Hashem through joy. And number two, the way Avraham Avinu is giving over this information is through, with joy, giving over the information with joy. So there's two parts. Part number one is giving the information itself, which is to serve Hashem with joy. And number two is the way he's giving over the information, is giving over the information with the joy of himself. One thing is clear, when information is given over with joy, then it's received with joy. Most of the information that people want to convey to other people is not received because the place where it's coming from is a place of complaint, not a place of joy. The deeper a person is in the place of joy, the more he's able to awaken the joy in other people that he's trying to give the information over to. Anytime, and the reality of passing over something to something else, if it's given over in the form of death, it will cause mourning. But when it's given over in the form of joy, it's birth.
אז העמוד היא עוברת לדור החדש, המומנס שלו עוברים לדור החדש,
When a person dies, for example, things pass over to another person, but there is a form of death which results in the acceptance of mourning. When the person is giving over the information through joy, it's a rebirth of a new generation.
כאשר האודום מדבר מתוך פנחה, ומה היום אנו לבי הפנחת בית השריבו, נקראת בית השריבו, שמשם שואבים פנחה.
When a person is giving over something in joy, it's like a spring. It's like the joy that took place when they were drawing the water in the Beit HaMikdash, that's a much deeper place of joy.
כל מי שקיבל משם, קיבל שמחה, ושאבתם מים וסוסים. שואבים את זה ממקום של שמחה, ומי שמקבל את זה, מקבל שמחה.
If the drawing is being drawn from a place of joy, then the receiving is going to be receiving joy.
בעומק, מה התכלית ומה האמצעי?
On a deeper level, what is the means and what is the goal?
האם התכלית היא להעביר את מה שאני רוצה להעביר, אלא שאני מעביר את זה מתוך שמחה? או שהתכלית היא להעביר את עצם השמחה?
What is the purpose? Is the purpose to pass over the information that I want to pass over? Or is the purpose, the goal, to give over the joy?
האהבה הפשוטה והשטחית אומרת שאני רוצה להעביר דבר, ובכדי שאני רוצה שיעבור בשלמות, אני מעביר אותו מתוך שמחה.
The simple understanding is that if I want to be able to convey something, so in order to convey it, I need to use joy.
אבל בעומק, השמחה היא התכלית של המציאות של הבריאה.
But on a deeper level, joy is the actual reality of existence.
Ismach Hashem b'ma'aso.
Hashem will joy in His creation.
Simcha novat mishleimus, aveimus novat me'ederu, mechetzer.
Joy comes from completeness, and mourning and sadness comes from something that is missing.
Kshe'anachnu rotzim le'avir simcha, tzarich le'avir et ha'makor shel ha'nevi'eh.
When you want to give over joy, you have to bring the person to the source of where that joy is coming from. There are people that attempt, and sometimes are successful, to reach joy, but without the ability to go to the source of where that joy is coming from.
מאיפה מקור השמחה בעולם?
Where is the source of joy in the world?
כל דבר שלם בבריאה מגיע מהבריאה לשמוח שמו.
Anything that's complete in existence comes from the Creator.
שמחו צדיקים בהשם.
Rejoice righteous in Hashem.
מהי השמחה בהשם?
What is that joy in Hashem?
כאשר האדם חי את השלמות של הבורא יתברך שמו, אז מתגלה את כוחות.
When a person is living the completeness of Hashem, that's when joy is revealed.
כאשר אבל הוא חי את עצמו ולא את הקדוש ברוך הוא,
but when he's living himself and he's not living Hashem,
אז או שהוא חי את החסרונות של עצמו, יש לו עצמות,
so either he's living his own lackings, and that is sadness,
or שהוא חי את המיילס של עצמו, והוא מנסה לצמוח בתוך עצמו, אבל התמחה שם לא יכולה להיות שלמה.
Or he's joyful in his own qualities, but it's not going to be a complete joy.
מי לא רוצה להעניק לילדים שלו שמחת חיים?
Who doesn't want to give his kids the joy of life?
כולם רוצים. אבל מאיפה קונים את השמחה הזו? בסופרמרקט.
Everyone wants to, but where do you buy that joy? In the supermarket?
הדבר היותר נפלא, שהאב והאם עצמם לא שמחים, והם רוצים יש מאין של שהילדים שלהם יהיה חוצת בית. את מה שאין להם, שיהיה לילדים.
The biggest wonder is that fact that parents want the kids to be joyful, but yet they don't have the joy themselves.
האם אפשר שהאדם שאין לו שמחת חיים יוכל לתת לאחרים שמחת חיים?
Is it possible for someone who doesn't have the joy of life to give someone else the joy of life?
הניסיון לתת לילדים שמחת חיים לעצמו ומראה שאפילו כשהם היו קצת ילדים היה להם שמחת חיים, אבל כשהם היו מבוגרים הם היו בדיוק כמו ההורים שלהם, נכנסו לתירוץ של החיים, לתירוץ של החיים, וגם להם נכנסו.
From trial and error you see that the attempt to give joy to the kids ends up resulting in the same type of place that the parents are.
שמחו צדיקים בהשם. אם האב והאם עצמם, השמחה שלהם נובעת ממקור השמחה, השמחה שלהם נובעת מחיבור הקדוש ברוך הוא, אז הם יכולים גם להעניק שמחה.
If the parents are living the joy, that joy that's connected to the source of joy, which is Hashem, then they have the ability to give over the joy to the kids.
שמחה שבאה ממקום של נביאה תמידית של שמחה, היא שמחה אמיתית.
Joy that comes from a place, a spring that's continuous, that's going to be the real joy.
לעומת זאת, שמחה שלא באה ממקור הנביא, אז היא באה לפרוקים, היא מזדמנת. היא באה מחלקות חיצוניות, היא באה לזמן קצר, זה מסתלקת.
Joy that's not coming from the source ends up being only temporary. It comes once in a while and it falls apart.
אם אנחנו נרצה להגיע לשמחה מכוח דברים שנמצאים מחוץ לנו, השמחה שנגיע תהיה לזמן מועט, וגם בזמן שנמצאת היא חיצונית קטנה ומועטת ואיננה ארוכה, אלא שפיס.
If we're going to try to attempt to get to joy from something that's outside of us, external from us, then that joy is only going to be temporary and it's going to be minute, and it's not going to bring success.
לעומת זאת, שמחה שבאה מהעמוק הפנימי של הנפש, היא מגיעה ממקום של פנים, היא מגלה פנים, ויש לה קיום לאורך זמן יותר.
A joy that's coming from the inner place, from the soul, that joy is going to be much more revealed, much more real, and much more intense.
כל בוקר בתפילת שחר, ברכת השחר, אנחנו אומרים ברוך אתה השם שלא עושני גוי.
Every single morning we recite the blessings and we bless Hashem that we were not made into non-Jews.
הברוכה שנאמר בה שלא עושני גוי, אם היא נאמרת להראות לי בפנימי של הנפש, היא ממלא את האדם שמחה.
If that blessing is said and recited from the place of pnimius, of inner place, an inner place, that will fill a person with joy. How can it fill a person with joy? If the person's desire, his entire life, is to be a Jew, then it's possible to fill the person up with full joy.
איש יהודי אוי לו בשוש על אבירו. כלומר, מה שהוא רצה לעצמו זה להיות באמת יהודי.
There was one, says in the Gila, says the Ish Yehudi, there was one man, he was Jewish, in Shushan Avila, and his desire was to be Jewish.
איך יכול להיות שבני אדם, שיש להם איזשהו הפרויש בגוי לו לסנדש, הם עוברים בפסיכולוג גוי?
How is it possible for a Jew that has some disturbances in his soul to go to a non-Jewish
therapist?
If they were looking for the Jew inside of them, is it possible for them to go to a non-Jew to find the Jew inside of them?
אם אדם מחפש את היהודי שבו, הוא לא יודע לחפש אותו את הלכו, אבל אם הוא מחפש את האני שלו, והוא לא שמח במשל יהודי, אז הוא יכול לחשוב שהגוי יכול לעזור לו למצוא את עצמו. אם אדם מחפש את היהודי שבו, אין לו שום אבי אמינה שבעולם, לחפש את הגוי ולשאול אותו איך מגיעים ליהודי שלי.
If a person is truly looking for the Jew inside of him, it is not possible, fathomable, to go to a non-Jew and ask him, how do I become and find my Jewish part of me?
אם כל חיפוש לנפש היא להיות יהודי, ויותר יהודי, ויותר יהודי, ויותר יהודי, עד אין סוף, לא ייתכן שאדם יחפש בשדות של זוהים את הלאום הסורלו. אבל בן אדם בא ואומר, מה ידעתי מידי? אני רק שואל שאלות פשוטות בנפש. זה מחמד שכל תשוקת הנפש היא לא להיות יהודי.
If a person's true desire is continuous, I want to become more Jewish and more Jewish and more Jewish, he would never go into the external fields and find out how he could be Jewish. It only could be if he's really not looking to be Jewish. Why is the person not happy? Is the Jewish part of us ever possible to die?
היהודי שבן יכול פעם להתבטל?
Is the Jew inside must ever be, can it ever be canceled?
מאיפה כל שרש עצמס בבריא?
What is the source of all sadness in creation?
כשאומרו שלהם בכבו אוכלים את הדעת נאמר בהם כי אופו עצו ואירופו תושבו.
רב מלחב נאיתם נאית הדעת of the tree of life and knowledge, it says that they are from the earth and they're going to return to the earth.
שם נאמר ועוד אומרו שלו לגבי הקרקע וניצור בו לתוך לנו אצלך נאמר אבי אבי יצבוי נך ואלוי נך ולעצב תן דיבונים.
When it came to the earth, the earthly focus, there it says that Adam Rishon is going to be in sadness, he's going to work the earth with sad sadness, and also Chav is going to be stricken with sadness.
אבל מה חל באותו מעצמוס על אותו חלק שנאמר לו אופורת ואלוכור תושבו איזה חלק זה ואיצר אסורותו אופור מינו אדומו על החלק הזה חל עצמוס.
Sadness only takes effect on the physical part of the human being. On the physical part of the human being it's possible to have sadness.
העצמוס מגיעה ממה שהאודו נברא בגוף מיצור את האופור.
Sadness comes from the fact that a human being is created from earth.
אבל היהודי שבאדם נברא מיצור האופו.
But the Jew in the person, is that made from the earth?
האנפוס מגיעה ממה שהאופו יש לו גוף שבא מן האופו. אבל היהודי שבו לא בא מן האופו ולא חוזר לאופו.
Sadness comes from the earthly part of the human being, but the Jewish part, that never dies and never returns to the earth.
איש יהודי אוהב בשלושה רבים אותו, כמו שאומרת הגמור במגילה, איש יהודי שכל יתר בעבודת זולה, ומוידה ואלוהים כל.
It says that the איש יהודי, there's a man, a Jewish man, the Gemara says that that means that he was admitting to the Rebbeinu Shom, to the Creator, and defying עבודת זולה, not idols.
מי שחי את היהודי שבו, היהודי לא מלאופו ולא שם לאופו, ושם אין עצמוס כלל.
If a person is living his Jewish part, then there is no sadness at all in that place.
נו, אז מה עושה עכשיו יהודי שיש לו עצמוס? יש לו דיכאון.
So now what is a Jew that's in sadness, that's in depression, what does he do?
אז הוא הולך לפסיכולוג גוי שיעזור לו לצאת מהדיכאון.
So he goes to non-Jewish therapist to come out of that depression.
אם כל מיעוט היהודי ישעשים לך שלא בא מזה של יהודי, איך הוא רוצה ללכת לפסיכולוג גוי שיעזור לו לצאת מהדיכאון מכוח היותו יהודי?
If the entire essence of a Jew is the fact that joy comes from his Jewish part, how is it possible to go to a non-Jewish therapist to come out of that depression? What is the joy of the life that we have to try to convey to our kids, to our boys and girls?
הדמחת חיים שאנחנו צריכים להעניק היא לחפש את מה שאנחנו יהודים.
The joy of life that we're trying to give our kids is for them to learn to search for that Jewish part in them.
לשמוח בזה שאני יהודי ולשמוח בכוח כך שאני יכול למצוא את היותר יהודי שבי, יותר יהודי ויותר יהודי עד אין סוף.
We're trying to convey to the kids to rejoice in the fact that we are Jewish and to rejoice in the fact that we continue to search to become more Jewish.
כל הברית הזאת שהוא יהודי למצוא עוד יותר את היהודי ובזה לשמוח.
The entire service and the avodah, the work of a Jew is to continuously find more of the Jewish part in him and to be joyous in that Jewish part. We have to understand the root of life. Why did you have
it?
What is the difference between the Jewish joy of a Jew and the joy of a non-Jew?
יהודי שמח כאשר מתגלה על שומש שלו, כאשר מתגלה החלק הנזכר מבעל שלו.
A Jew is happy when the soul is revealed, when the part of God is revealed.
נוגעים לו ונית מרחובו, שימו צדיקים בהשם.
We will rejoice in you, it says. The righteous will rejoice in Hashem.
בשביל לשמוח בזה אבל צריך שכל החיים שלנו יהיו חיפוש של היהודי שלנו.
To be in that state of joy, a person has to continuously search for that Jewish part in him. We live in a world where we know that we're Jewish, but how much time during the day do we spend focusing on that? The external logic is to assume that we're Jewish and I don't need to search to be Jewish. God said, I separated you from the non-Jews and every single day there's that separation that is going on between the Jews and the non-Jews. Before we thank God for differentiating us from the non-Jews, we recite and we say thank you for giving us the insight. Why are we blessing first for the insight of being able to distinguish the night and day and then saying a blessing on being not Jewish? On a simple level, it's because we first, this is the morning, we want to thank Hashem for the friendship between the night and the morning. On a deeper level, we recite by Abdullah the separation between the Jewish people, between night and day, between the Jewish people and the non-Jews. To understand the separation between night and day and between the Jews and the non-Jews, we recite, God gives us the insight to be able to do that. The Sefzvi, which is the actual rooster, he's able to distinguish between night and day. That's his ability. But a Jew is able to distinguish much deeper between a Jew and a non-Jew. To be able to appreciate being different than a non-Jew, a person has to have the ability to separate between Jews and non-Jews.
When
The deeper a person understands the distinction between Jews and non-Jews, the more he's able to appreciate reciting the blessing of not being made a non-Jew. We're going to try to explain on a deeper level, with the help of Hashem, what's the joy of being Jewish. A Jew that denies idols and admits to the existence of God. How exactly does denial of idols apply to us today? We're not in India, we're in America. We ask the person, where is the more idol worshipping? In America or in India? What do you think the answer would be? It would seem that there's more idol worshipping going on in America. Idol worshipping in action is more in India. But idol worshipping as a way of life, there's more here in America. What is the simple translation of idol worshipping? Avoid the zol. Idol worshipping is called zol. Strange. Strange. Different. Idol worshipping, our sages teach us, is called in the strange, someone that's not answering, someone that's not reacting. That's Avodah Zarah. It's strange to us. Just like we saw Be'eliyahu, they called out the idol and they didn't answer. They asked the answer, but they weren't answered. They were strange to them. Idol worshipping means that my service to the one that I'm serving, meaning the idol, is strange, is different, doesn't apply to the one I'm worshipping, and the idol doesn't apply to me. There's God, our God, and then there is strange other gods. The difference between idol worshipping, idol, as opposed to our God, is the connection. Idol worshipping we're not connected to, but the God we're connected to. Continuous connection and the denial of other idols, that's what a Jew is. Idol worshipping can even be when a person is going to put on tefillin, because the way he's putting on tefillin is strange for him. It doesn't apply. It doesn't fit the Jew.
יהודי מי שקוראים לו בעבוד הזו ובעומק שמה שהוא עובד זה לא זר לו אלא הוא מצורף ומחובר לעבודו של במאבק נפש.
On a deep level, when a Jew is not idol-worshipping, meaning he's denying idols, it means that his service to Hashem is at a level of connection.
הוא מניח תפילין, הוא מתעדף בציצית, הוא מתפלל, הוא עושה חסד, הוא לומד את תורה, Avoid that Hashem, but it's not Avoid Zore, it's not Zaro, it's not Metzura,
Jew that puts on tefillin, that learns Torah, that puts on tzitzit, so long as that avoid, that service is not strange to him, and on the contrary, it's connected to the Creator, that's a Jew. Idol worshipping is called, the word is called atzavim. Comes from the language etzer, which means sadness. It gives sadness to those that serve it. The reason why idol worshipping creates sadness is because a person is not connected on a deep level to his soul, to what he's acting towards. It is possible for a person to do all the mitzvahs, to give tzedakah, to learn Torah, to put on tefillin, and at the same time his avodah, his service, is considered an avodah zarah, idol worshipping. It's possible for such a person who has such a service to be filled with sadness. And then he asks, what's going on? Where is the joy of the Igor Vedas Hashem? And the answer is that he's not really serving God. He's serving idols. It's a type of service that's strange to him, and he's not connected to. That's what it means to be a man, a Jewish person, a person that denies idol worship. A Jew that is recognizing God is a Jew that's continuously connected to the one that he serves, God. This is exactly where the secret of joy of life stands. Where does one draw the joy of life? When a person's inner part is revealed to the person, and the actions live in accordance, that gives joy of life. When a person understands things intellectually and the actions fit, but his heart is in a different place, there is no joy. If you see a person whose intelligence is in the right place and his actions are in the right place, but yet he looks sad, you know that his heart is not in the right place. If his heart was in the right place, then he would be joyful and he would greet you with joy. It is possible for a person to be intellectually clear, and even his actions will fit that clarity. But yet, his desire, his heart's desire, is to live not Jewish. A person has to set his heart. His heart has to be in the same place that his mind and his actions are. Many verses that prove that the joy is found in the person's heart. If the heart is in one place, an outlook of light, and the mind is in another outlook of light, how is it possible to be happy? Person can come and ask, how do I know what's going on in my heart? What am I supposed to do? A heart surgery? Open heart surgery? There are a few ways to check a person's heart. What applies to us right now, the first clear indication is if a person sees that he is not enjoying life, doesn't have the joy of life, then that's a clear indication that his heart is not in the right place. This is what applies to our heart, and now it applies to the next generation. When a person is teaching his kids, what should he think, and what should he do, and what should he feel? First, he teaches kids to keep the Torah, to keep all the commandments, and it's all true. However, it's possible for kids to grow up knowing that you're supposed to learn, but they don't want to learn, knowing that they're supposed to do commandments, but they're not interested in the commandments. It says foolishness is tied to the heart of the youth. The main part of teaching is in the heart. The main part of upbringing is to purify the heart. To purify the heart, to yearn for the truth and to want the truth. The source of all life is the heart. The inner reality of truth and life is in a person's heart. If the main source, the main part of where joy comes from is not existence, then joy can't exist. The main part of upbringing is not the intellect and it's not the action. To teach the kids that the main part is for the heart to be fiery, desiring God. The time said that in Gan Eden there are five different levels.
Yehudi kafu, Yehudi kal, Yehudi kosher, Yehudi cham, Yehudi roteach.
A frozen Jew, a frozen, cold, pretty lukewarm, then warm, and then hot. Those are the five different levels that you have for Jews in Gan Eden. What's the main part that we should try to teach the next generation, direct the next generation?
We
In general, we're successful in bringing the kids' hearts maybe to cold, maybe a little bit more lukewarm, but the main point is to bring the heart to boiling hot. The main upbringing of kids is to be able to teach the kids that the main purpose is to bring their hearts to that place where they yearn and desire to do the service of Hashem. What happened if a walnut, as it's growing, the peel would fall off? Many times kids would grow up like a walnut, and then eventually the peel falls off, which means the Torah, the commandments, and everything else, and you see what's really inside. But if upbringing is not just focused on the action, rather, the main part is to have the heart purified for the will of the Jew. If the upbringing starts from that little age, and the main focus is to bring out the desire and the yearning that's hidden in Torah, that's hidden in mitzvahs, then it's going to be successful. If we would live ourselves this type of life, and we would convey this to our kids, this type of life, then the next generation would have a totally different look. When we see kids that grow up and then go off the path, it's a mistake to think that they were on the path when they left. They were never on the path. We can liken this to a person was in jail, where his body was in jail, but his heart was outside of jail. When a person is brought up keeping the Torah and mitzvahs on an external level, so then it feels like the body is in jail and the heart is outside of jail. But when we bring up our kids on a much deeper level, an inner level, and the main focus is the heart, then that's the greatest freedom Chazal teach us. Why is it there's so many people that feel that Judaism is so restrictive and jailing? It's because their heart is outside of it. The initial step is for a person to make sure he's doing the right thing. But then afterwards, the most important part is to see if his heart is in the right place. Is our focus is going to be continuously, every single second of the day, on our heart, then our whole life will be a different life.
משעת מידתם הם היו גוף. הלב שלהם עוד לא התגלה לעולם. אז זה לעולם לא בעצם.
There are many people that never died even when they're 70 or 80 years old because their real self, their inner self, was never revealed to die.
צדיקים במקלוסון קרונים חיים ראשונים בחיים קרונים מתים. הראשון שהוא חי אין שם הלב, אז נקרא מת. הצדיק כשהוא מת, הלב שלו, הילדים שהוא חיים וקיימים, אז הוא נקרא חי, גם בשעה שהוא מת.
A righteous person, even when he's dead, is alive, because his heart was in the right place. A wicked person, even when he's alive, is really dead, because his heart was never revealed. But who is it possible to really be joyful? A righteous person. A righteous person that is happy because his heart is in the right place. He's able to be fully joyful. Just like on a physical level, a person has a heart problem, it might require heart surgery, open heart surgery. The generation, this generation, is on the level of close to death. To revive the entire heart of all the Jewish people is not in our ability. But to revive the heart of ourselves and those that are around us, that was given to every one of us. If a person wants to be able to enjoy and appreciate and have nachas from his kids, he first has to work on his own self. Person has to find himself, his real self. Really, we should have a big sign that says that there was a big loss. Everyone's heart has been lost. And the only problem is that it might be an object that's lost that's not really seeked. In order to retrieve that lost heart wouldn't be possible because we don't have enough signs. We've never recognized that heart to be able to give the signs. There's many problems, but the solution is really one. Many people are sitting in there and analyzing the confusion and the question, what to do with this new generation. One person suggests to have easier learning. Other person suggests to give more love. Another advice, some a little bit more correct and some are less correct. But the truth is one and it's very simple. The heart of the world is close to death. It's close to death. When there's no heart, then you see the result that we see in front of our eyes. The solution for the entire generation is every single person should have an hour, a time during the day called the time of the heart. We have time to eat, we have time to daven, we have time to learn, but we also need an hour, a time, the time for the heart. That time that's designated for the heart is when he revives the heart.
He which are not chayim.
A person is able to look at his heart and see the left side, which is where he sees all the different, the negative traits, and he sees the right side of his heart, where he has the ability to draw light. And he screams to God, purify your servant to serve you with truth. Moreover, a person screams out to Hashem that Hashem, please create for me a pure heart. If we designate that hour of the heart where we could look at where we're stuck, and where we have the ability to see incredible light, and we scream out to Hashem to give us that purity of heart. If we really desire, and we're not just speaking, but we're going to really dedicate time and scream to God to give us purity of heart, then our request will be answered. If we would announce that there's someone that needs to go through open heart surgery at least $200,000, is it possible that a person wouldn't give something? How much did each person give? 10, 20, maybe someone would give 200? But if we have to tell him that really it was himself, it was really him that needed the operation, how much would he then give? How much are we willing to give for our own open heart surgery, and not just our physical heart, but our spiritual heart? We're not talking about how much money we're willing to give, but how much we're willing to put into, how much life we're willing to dedicate. Hashem should merit us that we should find the time to designate that hour where we should be able to find our heart, look for our heart, be able to reach that level and that place where we could also pass it over to the next generation. We should all merit, all we joy together, all the Jews together in the joy of Hashem.